This is CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Oh,
get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go. The O'Neill Africa Experience. The home of African talent.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Brand new music of praise all the way from Nigeria. The song is called Shomolele. It features Dapo. The video is crisp. You have to see this video, man.
I can only imagine. Because the sound already is just crisp. The sound.
I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of him. Before this one, I took you back with George Benson.
Oh, that was a treat.
A song called Breezing. I don't think anyone here recognizes it, which is fine.
I did.
You did?
Of course. I wish I could play it on guitar. I'm sure Benjamin can play on the guitar. He can play just about anything. He's just being modest there.
Yeah. So you really know that song?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Come on, I grew up in a musical home.
No.
It's part of everything.
I get it. Anyway, how was your week?
Hey, my week has been awesome. On Tuesday, I was like, you know what? I actually want to get out of my studio and go collaborate with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove to Pretoria and I did a song with Chad.
Nice.
So that was the beginning of that. And yesterday I decided to collab with Barita. So, you know, it's been a very productive week for me.
So you've got a project coming out. Is it just the song with Barita or what's happening?
It's just a writing collab. So I've just started doing like collab sessions with people just to get out of my own comfort zone, my own thinking, and just, do songs with other people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else we're doing? What else we're doing that's cool today?
Yeah.
We are hanging out with a superstar today.
Oh, yeah.
Now, our guest today is an African treasure, a true measure of artistry. She comes across as shy, but wait till she blows those pipes. She describes her sound as a combination of Maskandi, gospel, and jazz. A grounded yet powerful vocalist who, in my books, is not celebrated enough. Sipho Gazi is in studio with us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Can I say just how beautiful you are?
Thank you.
Like, she's effortless, right?
No, indeed.
You know
indeed.
That people who affect the energy in the room, like when she walks in and she just smiles and everything is just okay.
Wow.
Indeed.
Like, everything is okay.
Thank you.
We thank you very much. It's such an honor to have you in studio with us. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling more and more humbled to be here.
Okay,
today.
Okay. Now, where do we even begin with you? Because of just how you've had such an amazing career. Let me tell you what comes to mind when I hear your name or when I hear a project of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Control.
Wow.
It sounds to me like you have a strong hold on who you are. You have so much control over your artistry that you do not allow the perceived industry to dictate terms for you.
Thank
Am I wrong?
That's correct.
Okay, so look, it can't be easy to do that. How do you pull it off?
First of all, I'm a perfectionist.
Okay.
I think that helps me a lot to manage to do everything. But I cannot take all the credits. I believe in God a lot, and I believe He's the one who helps me to pull everything that looks like I am pulling.
Yeah.
But and my background, I think when you know where you're coming from, and it helps you to know where you are going.
Nice.
So I always look back. I always remember who taught me, who raised me, and the way they raised me. And prayer as well helps.
Yeah, that comes a lot whenever you speak. Prayer, it comes a lot. Now, speaking of people who raised you, talk to us about your background. Who raised you?
I was raised by my grandmother and grandfather, but my grandfather used to stay far from home. He was a police, Mtata and Butterworth. And my grandmother stayed with us, and it was a big family. I can't really say I was raised by only the two of them, because at home, the church that we used to go to was smaller, so the mission house was very small. So they used to accommodate pastors with their kids, their mm-hmm. families at home. So I was also raised by those people who came home. And the teachers, I believe we are all raised by community, especially in the rural areas. Yeah, I was raised by my village, but most importantly, my grandmother was always there for me.
Is there one lesson that comes to mind when you think about everything you shared or your grandma shared with you? Is there one thing that you can remember from her?
Yeah, she was a respectful woman, and she was very humble. She feared God in everything that she did. I think she rubbed that onto me as well, because I can't finish a sentence without saying God. So I believe my grandmother believed in God so much that everything that she did, even when if you had a headache at home, my grandmother would call you and close the door and say, "Let's pray, Ntanam."
Wow.
And then afterwards, she would take a tablet and give you and say, "Okay, maybe you will feel better." But
that
I believe prayer is more than what I'm gonna give you. So, she was a prayerful warrior, and I'm who I am because of her prayers, and she introduced me into prayer. So that I live my life like that.
Is she still in your life?
She passed away in 2009.
Sally, that must have been hard for you.
It was very hard. It was very hard. And my mother was there. She used to teach far, and may her soul rest in peace too, because she also passed on. My mother was there, but I don't know, there was this grace upon my grandmother. Everything she said, she was not a talkative woman. She was not all over, but you would feel her presence. She loved peace. So it was difficult for me when I heard the news and I was already here, and things were not going well in my life when I heard that she passed on. And I think God helps you in many ways. You would cry for your grandmom, Auntie Yena, he's got something better for you, because I'm saying this because I cried a lot for my grandmom, but in the process I was getting relieved from the things that were holding me hostage. I was not in a good space, but crying for my grandmom helped me to also get over those things.
Collateral beauty. It's not very difficult to see that you were molded by a powerful figure in your life. Now, given everything that you learned from her and how you were raised and having to navigate the world today, which isn't always so beautiful, Does it help knowing what you know and how you were brought up to navigate today's world?
Oh, Lord, it helps you to calm down. It helps you to know that at the end of the day, there is a purpose for my life. Mm. Even though it's hard, but in the end, you know who you are, you know where you're standing, and you know that there is God above everything else who said He will guide your purpose. Your purpose is in His hands. So no matter what happens, yes, we try to navigate and learn along the way, but in the end, you
there's
know
a higher
that,
power that's yes. watching over. Sipogaz is in studio with us. Stand by, we're coming back. Keep telling you, man, we're the home of African talent, and this is Sipogazi. Look, I had to, for a bit of reference, I had to play that. I had to throw back.
That
so
is
that
for
they
sure.
Know who we're dealing with, so they know exactly who we're dealing with. Now, how many albums are you sitting on? 3, 4?
On the fourth one now.
You're on the fourth album now. Yes. Is this album complete now?
Yes.
It's complete. Yes. It's out already. All right. Have you always maintained the same team from your previous albums, or are you working with a completely different team?
Only on the fourth album, okay. I have started working with different people. But yeah. from the first to the third one, yeah.
Take us into your creative space. Like, what is your vice? What is the one thing that you need in order for you to be at your most creative? Some people need alcohol. Some people need kids around them. Mm-hmm. What is it for you? Like, to operate at your ultimate optimal, what do you need around you?
I need peace.
Okay.
I also need older people.
Really?
Who are wise. I need wisdom. I also need to go maybe where it's green, where there's nature surrounding me. Though I don't want to go there and yeah, I grew up in the rural areas, so okay. you can't say you are taking me out. It's an adventure for me. It's not. That's where I grew up.
That's funny.
So if you can take me maybe to the beach where okay. I will sit for a day and have that peaceful moment.
Yeah.
And then go back to a peaceful space.
How did you arrive at the sound? Your sound is so distinctive and it's unique to you as well. Look, it takes skill to be able to decide this is my sound going forward. And it's not just you, it's an amalgamation of different sounds. You put together these sounds. Was it something you did by yourself, or was it a team effort? What was happening?
Hey, it's important to raise kids well. Deposit positive things in their child. I'm saying that because where I grew up, at home they used to listen to gospel music. And at home they didn't like the noise. We didn't have that special radio. We would hide our radios in our rooms. And when my grandfather, especially my grandfather, was not there, we used to play and put on full blast the music. And when he comes back, we would hide the radios and pretend that nothing happened. So I used to hear people walking around carrying those tape recorders, playing Umaskandi.
Yeah.
And that's when I fell in love with Umfazi Omnyama. And at home, they would listen to the news, and sometimes from that small radio, play the music from the radio, like the radio station, any radio station they liked. But when we went to church, we would be into gospel music. At school, I sang choral music. And when I was with my friends, we used to have those music books, listening to R&B music. My uncle in his bedroom, he played jazz music. There were no lyrics. I used to put my own lyrics there. So I think it's a collaboration.
Yeah.
And I grew up. I deliberately did that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
To say, I'm not going to focus on one genre. I'm going to listen to a lot so that they create something.
Yeah,
they enrich me. And I think it's something that is in me to be, yes, I'm an African. And I sing like an African that I am. But I like fusing everything that I listened to.
And we love it.
Thank
we love
you.
It. We love it. Are you ready to perform for us?
Mm-hmm.
What are we performing? The band is standing by. Remember, as we always tell you, they have not met. They just meet in studio and magic happens.
Wow.
So the band is standing by.
Oh yes, uno bubele, uno bubele nga. Sashiyana kancinci. Liyophumelela noba kungathini. Inceba yakhe soziphele, ububele abupheli, unamandla uluthando, yena yedwa. Soza ndishiye, inceba yakhe soziphele, ububele abupheli, unamandla uluthando, yena yedwa. Soza ndishiye. Yena yedwa. Uyindlela. Yena yedwa, uyinyaniso. Yena yedwa, unobubele. Yena yedwa, uyindlela. Yena yedwa, oh, uyinyaniso. Yindlela bubomi, yinyaniso. Akakho ngaya kuba wengayi ngaye. Yena yedwa, soza ndishiye. Yindlela bubomi, yinyaniso. Akakho ngaya kuba wengayi ngaye. Yena yedwa, unobubele. Yena yedwa, uyinyaniso. Yena yedwa, unobubele. Yena yedwa, uyinyaniso.
na yetwa oye yitela wo yena yetwa so zandishi yindlela bomi yinyaniso akakhonga yakubawe ngayi ngaye yena yedwa so sandishi
I see it took a while for you guys to find each other. Like it was.
I thought we were going with Diambile. Diambile and Abona.
But that was amazing. That was. It comes so natural to you. You ever have a terrible vocal day?
Yes, when I've got flu.
I'm sure your flu sounds sexy. Come on, let me. You probably sound better when you have flu.
I try, but yeah, I'm blessed.
What we are going to do is we're going to push you through a challenge. And it's not a challenge for you. You love gospel. It's very clear that you love God.
Okay.
So, you are going to sing a gospel song for us. The band is going to follow you.
Okay, I'm trying to think of a song now. Gospel song. Gospel song. Oh, why are they all... I'm trying to think of a song.
Okay, here's what I can do for you. Okay. But I'm going to make it difficult now.
No.
I'm going to give you a topic and you have to create a song out of it.
Okay.
Is that five?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's your topic. If you had an opportunity to send a letter to your late grandma and just giving her an update on how you're doing and how much you miss her, what would it sound like?
Grandmother, here I am. I'm leaving this life not so easy, but I'm doing fine. Grandmother, here I am. I've got two kids and a husband. But it's doing well, I believe your prayers help too. Grandmother, I have not forgotten each and every word of advice from you. You must know that the God who introduced to me is of God. There's nothing you could do for me. Oh, you
in your grave. You will never help me with the things that you could never help me with when you were alive. So I understand that, I understand that I'm at peace. Yes, I'm at peace. I will always think of you when your grave comes. You taught me well, grandmother. You taught me well, grandmother. You taught me well, grandmother. You taught me well. I will never forget you. I'm at peace today. I'm at peace today. Oh, 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 oh. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm at peace. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah.
Can we have this woman every day? Like every single day?
Okay. Wow.
That was powerful.
Thank you.
How does that make you feel? Like, we know how you feel. Mm. But for you, when you have to go to such a special place, and how does it make you feel? Is it a lump in your throat? Is it... What is it?
Not
what's going
really
on in your mind?
I think I'm now at peace, remembering where I come from, the way she taught me, the God, especially the God that she gave me. And in most cases when I go on stage, I get lost because I'm a shy person, and before I go on stage, I'll be shivering, praying nonstop, feeling like, no, my voice, it feels like it's gone. What's happening with me? But once I go on stage and sing that one song, then things start to flow and I get lost in the music. And as the percussionist, the perfectionist that is in me comes out every time after my performance. So I would bother my husband, was I doing well? Didn't I go off there? What did I do? How did I do? How do you think people felt?
Really?
Yeah, I always bother him like that. So now what he does, he records me.
Smart man.
And when we are at home, he'll show me. And watch when I'm watching, I would say, oh, actually it was not that bad. Oh, there I did well. Oh, here I need to correct. Here I need to do better. So, yeah.
Say, man. Let's talk about your new album. It's already out. What is the name of the album again?
It's self-titled.
Self-titled. Super guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What are you hoping to achieve with this new album?
I'm hoping to achieve the fact that people shouldn't box us as artists. I write music as I feel. like now the song we did, it could have come out in isiNtu, the way I always express myself. I always express myself by singing isiNtu. I think that is something that is mostly rooted in me. But now I did it in a different way. So every time when songs come, it depends with the moment or the what do I call it? The space that I'm in or how I'm feeling at that moment. So the world tends to dictate for us as artists. They had me singing Amacala from in the first album, and that album is mostly filled with Africanness in it.
And that's how you felt at the time.
Yes. The second album as well. In the third album, not so much, but it's still there because I fuse these genres. And now with this particular album, I tried by all means to bring back what amused people, but it couldn't because at that time I was going through a lot as an individual, and there were kids coming in at that time. I had my first born in 2013, the second born in 2014. And the way I wrote my music that time, it was how I felt.
The inspiration was completely different then.
And I was inspired more by the word of God because I read more the word.
I see.
And now people tend to mistake the message, the gospel, the news with the genre. And there, that album is filled with the word. So people now say, oh, now are you running to gospel? I'm not running to gospel. Gospel is a message. It's a message. It's not a genre.
Okay.
So that is what I want people
to know.
Uguti, I am not running away from what I was doing because I can't run away from an African that I am. The music that I wrote there, the sound is African. And there's nothing I can do about it. That is who I am. So that album again is filled with encouragement. I love encouraging people, especially when I go through something. I don't want the next person to go through what I've been through. So this is an album of encouragement. This is a story of my life's journey, and I wish people well with the way I sing there. I'm saying, people, if you are going through something, you can go back to God. You can be at peace with yourself. You can find peace. You can love yourself. The word says, the word of God, love your neighbor as yourself. You do not start with your neighbor before yourself. So those are the things I'm talking about in the new album.
We love you. What are you doing this weekend? Are you performing anywhere?
No, unfortunately, I lost my other aunt, so are burying her tomorrow.
Okay. Our condolences, and good luck with everything, and please come back.
I will.
You
tomorrow?
Promise?
When?
Listen.
Nini?
You can do this every weekend. We'll talk to the husband. Listen, you're truly
anytime.
Remarkable, and it's not even enough to put it into words. You are truly an outstanding artist, and I really wish more of you could just... Can we have more of her? Like,
definitely. We are so thankful for your gift. I mean, your name is Pogaz, so you're exactly that. We love the fact that your music represents peace. You as a person are a peaceful person. I mean, I've met you many, many, many years ago, and the energy that you command on stage, in the studio, is that of peace. So we are very thankful for that.
Thank you so much.
All the best with this coming album.
Thank you so much, guys.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I just standing by.
Yeah.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora. I'm
it's a vibe.
Hey, what a party.
It's a vibe.
It's a different vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
How you guys doing?
Now, he's often described as a genius, most probably because he has worked with almost everybody who's anybody in the business. That's if you follow Anati, it becomes immediately clear that the man has come full circle, from his refined sound to his traditional and often refreshing aesthetic.
Okay.
So, brother, you've been here before.
Bless up.
But never like this.
I mean, this is a whole new vibe.
Yeah.
Never like this. This is the one time where, listen, I don't even think talking is necessary. We can just be jamming the entire album.
I mean, let's jam it.
Let's get it.
Let's jam the album.
Listen, here's what I picked up.
Yes.
You really love your new album.
Yes.
It's very clear that you enjoy what you've worked on. And it's one of those projects that you can't wait for people to hear. Yeah,
he's jamming, huh? So I don't know. I think I'm excited because the music was so easy to make.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like seamless. Like it was too easy. It was too easy. I mean, you can hear the vibe.
No. It's truly amazing. Talk to me about. Look, it's a world of a difference from what you've always done. And I'm by no way trying to box you or anything, but from what we've heard before, I'm quite sure you're capable of doing this just as easily, but it is still a
refreshing
style.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the nerves before you put it out. Were you nervous in any way?
Yeah, of course. I think I was just nervous because, you know, it was the first time people were really going to hear me, like, so... you know, raw, so like vulnerable, so, you know, just like straight to the point, you know, like undiluted, you know.
But you've always pushed the envelope with your music.
Yeah, but this is different, man. It's just like I felt like with this I had to like give people like me.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the time I just want to make like really dope sounding music.
Yeah.
And now it's just giving people just some soul, like.
So this is what you enjoy when you're hanging out.
Yeah, this is
when you're in the studio.
This is the vibe now.
We love it.
I appreciate it.
We love it. Talk to me about production.
Production.
Is there anyone who contributed to the project?
I mean, it's myself on production. I've got additional Big Les, you know, Big Les for real. Surprise, you guys know Surprise. Tepo on guitars. Manu did bass on one of the songs on Eslatin. But I also play, so it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a vibe. I mean, the same way the guys are vibing here, that's how we vibe in studio.
Talk to me about the aesthetic.
What about the aesthetic?
Look, I follow you, so I've watched the transition.
Hey, bro, my look changes every week. So I don't know. I don't even know if I can keep up with the aesthetic. It's like I change it every week.
No, but this is because there's something consistent about what we're seeing at the moment. Does this speak to who you are?
Yeah. And I think just being able to do things like effortlessly.
Yeah.
You know, I think now I'm not overthinking. Actually, I'm not even thinking about anything.
Yeah.
I'm just doing. You know, I'm not trying. I'm not thinking. I'm just doing.
I love this. I love this because for me, like, I think freedom is everything. And it seems...
Yeah, I feel free.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I feel free. I really feel free. In the
music. It's truly remarkable. I really wish we had much more time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the one question I actually wanted to ask. There was a time when you were in the States around 2012. So I feel in terms of the sound, the Anati then, I think then it was Anati Royale and the Anati now. Something happened. Can you just explain the journey? What happened? Some penny had to drop.
I think just being away from home, you know, just makes you like kumbulekaya, like the, you know. So the vibe just changes when you're in solace and you alone, and you need to work on something. You can't create something that's from that territory. You need to make something from home.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like what vibrates with me the most. It's like what resonates with my soul. You know, and that's like the sound that I was searching for. Like, I wanted to make a sound. If we played any song from the album, you'd be able to tell that it's from South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, not just Africa or overseas or whatever, like from South Africa.
Listen, we love what you do.
Yeah.
But before you go, can we do a collab?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's do it.
On the spot. So, is the band gonna lead the way?
Lead the way.
So, the band is gonna come up with a completely random melody, and you guys are just gonna jam.
Yeah. We're gonna jam.
But feel free to tell them to alter it if you want them to change.
Give me bass. Yeah. give me bass, give me vibes, give me, yeah, give me bass, real quick, no slow, marathon, not a race, longevity, I guess you're hearing me, developing, yeah, the music been therapy, yeah, telling me, I ain't a celebrity, yeah. I'm a blessing, I'm a vessel, never stress me, yeah, to test me, never test me, see to test me, fresher than a breath, man, yeah. What you never expected, you never expected it, it's a vibe, with Cliff, play a riff. My rhyme's a bit stiff today. Big time. Okay. You have to go. You have to do something.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Right there. I'm that nigga. All right, I'm done. That was fun.
Anachi, thank you very much,
you,
bro. And good luck with the new project.
Come on, do you guys have the album?
We have the album.
Do you guys have it? Yes. Yes.
I've got the album.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so. Videos? Are you working on music videos?
You know? Am I not? Yeah, I've been working on music videos. I'm just trying to figure out what we're gonna drop first.
Okay.
I have a few tricks up my sleeve.
Nice.
Are you directing this time?
Always directing.
Nice.
I feel like now, like the more I do, the better I get. It's just getting a lot more fluid, a lot more like easy, you know. But the productions are getting bigger, you know, and I want to work with more people. We're producing for other people, we shooting for other people, writing for other people, screenplays for other people, and ourselves. So,
so now we love it. Yeah, we love it. I think there's never been a better time to be an African.
Oh yeah,
I know.
This is the time, man, and it's thanks to you guys for the work that you put in.
Appreciate
behind
it.
The scenes. So
appreciate
much love
guys.
To you. Much love. Super guys, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having.
Is there a collab with someone?
Yeah.
Is there a possibility
on the
for
way?
That?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Of course.
Anything that was supposed.
I'm doing features now. The album's done now, so I'm back
okay.
to features.
Nice. Guys, everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast. That's at least 30 minutes from now.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
Yeah, for real? The podcast is going to be up and everything else you heard here. So shade. We do all sorts of things with it. Much love from myself and the band, always.
Oh yeah, big up yourselves, guys.
Always. And much love from myself and Mr. 37 MPH.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Jackie for helping us put the show together.
Yes.
That's for sure.
All right. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
This is CliffCentral.com.